With a 50% obesity rate in the U.S. and more unhealthy people than ever before, it is time to make America healthy. Welcome to Make America Healthy with Beth Shaw. If you're feeling tired, toxic, heavy, slow, or stressed, then keep listening. Beth and her expert guests are here to offer practical advice and share the tools you need to reclaim your physical, mental, and emotional health. Now, here is your host, Beth Shaw.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to Make America Healthy. We have a great show for you today. It's all about health hacks you can do yourself, health hacks you can use technology for, and some will be very unusual. This is just a little warning. Very excited to have three guests today. We have Troy Casey, the certified health nut. I know Troy from Los Angeles. We used to run in some of the same yoga crowds, and he is always at the biohacking conferences when I go there. He's really devoted his life to healing and spent the past 8 years living with tribes in the rainforest as a healer, working with sacred plant medicine, and studying Qigong and cold baths and a whole bunch of other stuff. So we're happy to have Troy. We also have Dr. Lauren Leva with us today. And she is from our YogaFit network. She is doing customized physical therapy. She is a mother of two, Crohn's disease survivor, and has a lot of really interesting stories to tell us. She also runs the biohacking studio that I've been to in Tampa, Florida. So welcome, Dr. Lauren. And last but not least, we have Adabel Carson, who is a master's in social psychology and does holistic health, 500-hour RYT through YogaFit, and a whole bunch of other titles after her name. Also a mother of five. So welcome to our guests. You know, this is a tough call for me. Should we start with the natural and go to the machines, or should we go in reverse? I'm going to open it up with Troy. Troy, tell us what you're up to. And, you know, we have a lot of listeners who are struggling with stress, anxiety, health, obviously, obesity. So let's just get right to it.
Okay. Is there a question in there somewhere?
Well, let's start with your most unusual health hack that you're into these days.
Well, my most unusual, you want the penultimate?
I do, because, you know, I want to start off with a strong start here at Make America Healthy today. It's Wednesday, after all.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing that most people are curious about on the internet, which I don't necessarily promote, but I'm not shy to talk about it either, is, you know, one of the top methodologies in Ayurvedic, but because things are so shrouded these days, Shivambu is not practiced or taught in the Ayurvedic schools. And that is the drinking of your urine or urine therapy, topical, especially for the skin. And healing other ailments. It's a hair of the dog. It gives you a biofeedback loop, a neurofeedback loop of actually what's going on, what chemistry is working and not working in the body. So the morning pee is loaded with amino acids, antibodies, and what is the other component? So it's basically just a feedback loop of what's going on inside the body. I've been practicing that for 17 years. I've done urine fasts where I loop my urine while I'm fasting. And so that is more accelerated healing, if you will, when you're fasting. But in the morning, it's just a good tool for me to know what's going on with my body at a very high level of intuition. It's a direct feedback loop. And so I do that most mornings, and the topical, there's nothing better for the skin, is my understanding, especially if I want to heal something. I don't do the topical as much because it smells like ammonia. And usually I'll do it in my backyard or at the beach. I'll take a jar of it with me to the beach so I don't offend anyone. And so, but it's an extremely powerful tool
Great. Well, thank you for sharing your morning routine. We're going to definitely come back to that because I have a ton of questions. But Attabelle, what is your favorite morning routine? And I'm sure it involves drinking some essential oils.
It definitely does. I begin my mornings with an essential oil right next to my bottle, just as you've shared in your with your use of essential oils, Beth. And it's usually Breathe is the essential oil blend from doTERRA. And I find it's a great ritual to connect with my breath. And we know breath is life. And so that just infuses my entire body from head to toe, physically, emotionally, with just this beautiful oxygen that just feeds through all my cells and wakes me up with a positive mental state. So then I have, of course, I do a morning pages every morning, but I have a spiritual practice that I do every morning. It takes about an hour, but to begin, it is always with essential oils.
Well, I definitely want to get back to that because I know you have 5 children. So I'm wondering how you carve out an extra hour of the morning unless you get up at 4 a.m. But we're going to get back to that. Dr. Lauren, welcome. What's your favorite morning routine?
So I have not rubbed urine on myself yet. Maybe I peed on myself in the shower. But I definitely am into essential oils. I get peppermint and wild orange, half and half. I mix them together. And that's my morning blend. In the evening, I do like lavender, eucalyptus. So I like to mix them. Like I'm a little witch doctor. And before I start yoga classes, we do the same thing. I started now with Brain Tap in the morning, not just in the evening. And I feel that I master my day a lot better. So I'll talk more about that later. And because I don't have a beautiful ice bath in my house, I do stick my face in ice. As long as I can tolerate it with holding my breath and my ears and everything. I know it's like kind of funny, but it feels great. And if I could do my whole body, I would.
Okay. Well, Dr. Lauren and I were at the biohacking conference together. Troy, we're going to circle this back to you because we attended Dr. Edward Group from Global Healing's lecture on urology. I don't know the correct term for it. You know, and there were like 100 people in that room and people were crowding all around him. And this is a thing. This is definitely a thing. And I know that it's very controversial because I will float it by doctors on occasion without telling them if I am or did do that, which I'll share a little bit later in the show about my experience with it. But a lot of doctors, I hear them say, you know, your body is excreting things for a reason. And especially if people are on any type of medication or whatever, like, why would you want to introduce that back into your system? But as a yogi, I also know that this is indeed an ancient yogic technique. And then I heard a story that Dr. Group shared where he said that a 68-year-old man was stopped at JFK at customs coming in from India because they didn't believe it was him because he looked 35 and the age on his passport was so much older, you know, and that's all I needed to hear because quite frankly, I would chew broken glass if you told me that I was going to look better and that I would be healthier. So I'm just kind of, you know, wondering, and I know there's medical research. You can always find research in any direction that you want to find, whether it's a pro or a con. 17 years is a long time to be drinking your own urine. Obviously you're super fit. No one's going to dispute that, but I'm wondering what you say to those in the traditional Western medical professions that say this is not a good thing to do.
Well, you know, a lot of the things that I do are debatable. And, I like to say, you know, talk is cheap. If it doesn't live inside of a human being, it doesn't have ballast in reality. And so theories and ideas are cool. And medical information and, you know, science, my mentor says, you know, scientists are the prostitutes of the modern era. You can say anything with data science, right? You can skew the data into the area that you want. And so that's of no consequence to me what the medical industry knows or doesn't know. And so I'm into ancient wisdom. And who cares if it worked for some yogi that found enlightenment after his divorce? You know, great. But if I can't apply these principles and get some kind of results, and my measurement is, do I feel better? Do I look better? You know, can I measure it with those diagnostics for myself first and foremost? And so with me in the urine therapy, I heard about it. It sounded good. I applied it. One of the stories that I heard was the Prime Minister of India was sick at, I think, about 77. Someone turned him on to urine therapy. He went on to live till 99. And he would hand out booklets on urine therapy to the day he died about this, because he wasn't aware of it before. And it healed him for whatever he was going through. And then he dedicated the rest of his life to it. And so I hear stories like that, and I'm like, let me try it. You know, if they're scientifically validating AOK poisons to put into the soil, right? So I can test science and commercialism only to a certain degree, right? So I have to apply things that are more naturally, if they're nature based, then I can apply them and test them and then have my own experience. And at 56, this is my experience. I can only lead by example. I can't just read in a text and tell people you should. And so I can only practice it myself and then show my results. And so I truly believe that is the true scientific method. My scientific laboratory is my human being body and everything I test in there. And some things get results and some things don't necessarily get results, but I'll resonate with them and keep applying them. I'm working on my nail bed now. And these nail beds have been around again for thousands of years. The Russian and the Chinese used them. And they really help you get in the present moment. They're not going to puncture your skin, but it feels like it is. And you want to talk about the present moment? You want to read The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle? You want to quote that, this, that, and the other thing? All that shit is, excuse my French, talk is cheap. Get on the nail bed, get in the ice bath, and we'll see where the spiritual rubber meets the road. How calm can we get? How centered can we get? How much can we let go of? How much can we be in the present moment in the face of hellfire? Your body's freezing, right? And so, or standing on the nail beds, which is going to activate all your meridians and send shockwaves through anything that's not functioning optimally. And so, and I talked to the nail bed guys that have dedicated their life to that, and they're healing depression, MS. You know, I don't sell nail beds. I don't even really promote them. I've done a couple of videos on it. The fact of the matter is they're getting results and I'm willing to try it. And so I'm a couple of weeks into my nail bed practice and I can do up to 40 minutes already. And I'm going to keep testing it and reporting back to you guys.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited about that. Someone made a yoga mat a few years ago that was not unlike a nail bed. You know, and it was interesting to use, unless, of course, you stepped on it in the middle of the night inadvertently, in which case it was super painful. But I, you know, with ice baths, again, they had them at the biohacking conferences. How long do you typically suggest someone stay in an ice bath?
Well, the therapeutic application is 1 to 3 minutes. And so working with new clients, I recommend that they get into cold showers first thing in the morning underneath the covers. We're all very, very warm. And so you pop into a cold shower, maybe do 100 rounds of breath of fire, heat up the body a little bit more, and then just jump in and start with the extremities, right? Stick the hands and the feet and the arms, and then get them on the organs and then the spine. And so once you graduate to that, then you can try an ice bath. If you're staying in a hotel, they got an ice machine, you fill up your bathtub with water and get in and try it. It's not easy. Water is 70 times more dense than air. So a lot of these cryo machines, they're child's play compared to a real ice bath or a glacier ice bath if you go up into Pacific Northwest or anywhere that has really cold spring water. Yeah.
So it's an amazing reset for the nervous system, that I know from the research that I've done. And also a lot of people who have depression, anxiety, it's also really good for just a reset in that department. Dr. Lauren, I know you have an ice bath at your practice as well as a lot of other things. You know, tell us what your favorite new tools and toys are in terms of, I don't want to say natural health and healing, but it is natural health and healing because we're now able to use technology to get to the next level. I myself have a brain tap. I use it almost every day. I love that thing. The morning programs sometimes do put me to sleep, but maybe I just need more sleep. Tell us what you're up to.
So one, I have the yoga mat that you were talking about. It just
yes, that was.
And the other day, my 5-year-old stepped on it, immediately retracted his foot. That was his pain response. And I told him that it's all up here and he has to step on it like a superhero with all of his body weight, you know. And then, of course, I told him surface area, and I'm talking to a 5-year-old about pressure and how he just has to be calm and do it. And it was kind of cool to watch him step on and just take a deep breath and relax and enjoy it. So at 5 years old. So anybody can do it. I believe, you know, they say it could take 1 second or your whole lifetime to kind of achieve these lifestyle habits. So it's never too late and it's never too early, in my opinion. I do not have a cryotherapy machine yet because during the pandemic, I was concerned about nitrogen supply and all of this stuff that it would rely on, because I went and opened my business during the pandemic because I felt that was the perfect time to do so when everybody said I was crazy. A lot of this stuff that I have here is the brain tap, which is one of the top selling devices. I use it in the morning, so I definitely look through the library and make sure you're a power user, because they have different programs for concentration, focus, Hebrew, different languages for children. My 5-year-old, my 14-year-old both listen to it. My 5-year-old listens to it better than my 14-year-old. So again, any age, not too early. I'm a big user and proponent of CBD, and I also love THC, so I'm not even going to lie about that. I like the whole flower completely, just like Einstein's holding it. So I sell that in my office as well, and I'm into more of the natural methods. I'm not sure, whoever's listening, if they know my history, but I was hospitalized 9 months. The hospital hurt me, and I ended up with a colostomy bag. I was diagnosed with Crohn's in 1997, and my mother, who was a holistic person, did not have that medical knowledge or background to advocate better for me, unfortunately. So I just was on Boost and Ensure my whole life, prednisone, terrible medications that caused me, even talking about it, I have a trauma response a little bit. I don't know if people hear it in my voice, but I was living in this thick body and I looked good. I was a figure skater. I even modeled, but my bone density was, I was diagnosed with osteopenia in my 20s from being on steroids my whole life. And all of that just pushed me into really hating medicine and that regular just pain pathway. So that's why I like marijuana, despite what anybody says, better than opioids, better than all of those painkillers where you just stop listening to your body. Marijuana for me allows me to listen to my body.
Exactly.
And pain. So sometimes you need something to take the edge off. I deal with people who are preventing, you know, who are, preventing suicide and other things. So if you want to do a little bit of microdosing, you know, psychedelics or smoke some marijuana, to me, that's a way better option than ending your life if that was what you choose. And I even think it's a good option for everybody. So again, I could talk about that forever, maybe another show. What were we talking about? Ice therapy. In my center, we have the Nubi by NuFit electrical stimulation device. What makes that different is it's direct current.
And again, that other devices are alternating current, which doesn't go with your biology. So direct current is how your nerves talk to each other through that direct response, through those little light signals. And the NuFit, along with BrainTap, are my favorite biohacking devices. I just added in the Happy to my practice because I deal with a ton.
Do you like that Happy? I just recently got one as well.
So I will tell you, it 100% works. I actually did not drink coffee. It's almost like you gave grandma weed brownies and she didn't know about it. So I had the Happy on a coffee setting and I went to work and I didn't even drink my coffee yet. My first patient came in and I was like, let's go. Oh my God, what's wrong with me? You know? And then she's like, what's on your neck? And I actually took it off because I felt so uppity up. And even vice versa, I turned it on they have an alcohol CBD settings for Zen time. And they have funny descriptions for family time to tolerate your in-laws. But anyways, you can put different settings. And at night, I did pass out on the couch with my mouth open and my family took pictures of me. So that usually never happens. And I just started. So the definitely morning uppity up works for me. I can tell right away. I also have the Aura Ring, so I can even see my heart rate kind of respond, and that's why I take it off. I love the Aura Ring.
I love the Aura Ring too. Although I have to tell you that I just got the new generation, and it doesn't track like naps and stuff as well as the previous generation. But I still love it, and I'm just obsessed with every morning waking up and seeing how my sleep quality was.
If I add a cherry on top of that with my readiness score, when I take my nap, I show my family, my husband, my kids, I go, look, mommy's more ready for the day. So give me another nap. So, you know, it takes away that mommy guilt if I take an afternoon nap.
That's awesome. My dog today had a surgery and they removed one of his anal glands that may or may not be cancerous. And in, you know, I'm involved in different organizations and chats and all of that. And I was texting with a gentleman who said that I should give him hemp oil or full spectrum THC, both anally and orally, and it'll be very healing for him. So we're right on that hemp train with you, Lauren.
I do know. Only in response, I'm not a vet, so I would check it. And the only reason I say this is because my dog, I'd call her a little druggie. She tries to get anything out of anybody's purse, so don't put your purse on the floor in my house if you have anything in it. But I had my vape pen plugged into the wall, you know, a vape pen.
With yes, I do.
And my dog actually went over and bit through the canister. So I had to take her to the vet because she was so stoned. You know, I have a little schnauzer. And they told me CBD is okay, THC is poisonous. Oh, so that's the only reason I would check that, because my dog literally did a split with both hands and feet. Like, it wasn't funny, you know. So I would always double check that size, dosage. I have a schnauzer and a chihuahua who have terrible seizure attacks during storms or car rides, and definitely CBD chills them out. They're really happy. I use it almost daily. It's magical, but I was told personally, stay away from the THC. It could really hurt my dog.
Yeah. I have a full spectrum hemp oil from Global Healing Center, and I'm going to just give a couple of little drops to him. I will mention that he may or may not have eaten at least 3 whole weed cookies, THC cookies, in his life. And I've never seen him so calm. So apparently he likes that as well. Annabelle, you're probably going, what did I get myself into today?
I love it.
Contacting us from Salt Lake City, Utah, and that has a whole bunch of different meanings. I know there are a lot of essential oils like lavender that I just gave to my media associate for some. She got a rash from swimming in the ocean in Miami in Key Biscayne. So I quickly pulled out some doTERRA lavender oil and said, put this on your skin. But I also know that doTERRA makes some cannabis-like oils, and there's some cohiba, or so, I don't remember the name of it, but I know that there are a lot of different essential oils that you can use also to chill out if, you know, drinking urine and full flowers are not your thing.
Yes, I love it. And you touched on several ways that we can use essential oils. You gave lavender to your associate, and that's a great use to use it topically. When we use essential oils topically, we can get it directly to the source where we find unease. And so lavender is wonderful for all things skin related. But we can also use that essential oil aromatically. And when we do that, it goes directly to the brain. It goes directly into our bloodstream. And we can use it to calm, help us to sleep. And also we've seen that research has shown, this was a group in South Korea, and they tested several essential oils to see if the brain waves would switch or change depending on the frequency of the essential oil that they were inhaling. And lavender actually helps with increasing our alpha state and decreasing our beta state. So if you're looking for anything to change the brain frequency, essential oil, just smell it, put it right directly under the nose and smell it. And then also we can take it internally. You mentioned there's an essential oil called Copaiba. And so, and this is from the Amazon. And they have been using this in the Amazon for thousands of years, but it has shown that it has very similar benefits as CBD without the THC qualities. And so it can help with emotion. It can help with digestion. Also, we have a blend. doTERRA essential oil has a blend called Adaptive. And this one is specific in that it's using essential oils that have the constituents to help increase GABA in the body. So again, it's using those constitutional elements. It can react to, we can smell that essential oil in the body without having to think about what it's smelling. Penetrates the parts of the brain to shift the emotional state of that person.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's why I love essential oils, in that if you don't have the mental capacity or maybe even the physical capacity to invest in shifting where you're at mentally, emotionally, physically, just smelling an essential oil, it can help you shift without you having to put that mental investment into it.
Yeah, I mean, I love the doTERRA oils. I put peppermint in my water and drink it when I need some energy. I put, I sniff the lavender oil and the peppermint oil as well. I use the Breathe Blend in my car all the time. I just actually pour it on the carpet, and it smells like a rolling spa every time I go in. And thanks, by the way, for sending the ingredients to make a chai using your doTERRA essential oils, because that's going to be on my menu of things to do this week. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I would love to hear everyone's most amazing health healing story. I know that you all work with clients as health professionals. So I'd like to know what the most amazing healing you've seen with yourself or somebody else is. But first, we need to thank our sponsors. So this show, Make America Healthy, is brought to you by globalhealing.com. There's a good chance that you're working on your New Year's resolutions right now and focusing more on your health and immune protection, because you need to. All health begins in the gut, considering that 95% of your body's serotonin, the happiness hormone, lies in the gut. In fact, 90% of all chemicals and toxins enter first through your intestinal tract, which is why you want a clean intestinal tract. One expert I rely on for advanced gut detox is Dr. Edward Group, the founder of Global Healing. He has 22 years of creating organic supplements to meaningfully and quickly change gut health. I use his Oxy Powder formulation, which is an oxygen-based colon cleanser, and it'll give you a lot of energy. In fact, I read that people have anywhere from 5 to 20 pounds of stuff in their colon. So if you want to lose some weight, take this Oxy powder.
But in all seriousness, I recommend and trust this brand. I know the owners. I've been to their factory. It's first rate. It's vegan. It's non-GMO. And it's really good quality. So if you want to save 15%, go to globalhealing.com, enter the code YOGAFIT at checkout, and start on your new supplementation and cleansing program today. I just did their liver cleanse, as well as I'm on their parasite cleanse still. They also make awesome protein powders. We'd also like to thank YogaFit Training Systems for sponsoring Make America Healthy. YogaFit is the premier training program for yoga and all mind-body education, training corporate wellness programs, trade shows, consumers, anybody who wants to learn to teach yoga, meditation, Ayurveda, trauma-informed yoga, over 120 different educational offerings. Please go to yogafit.com. If you would like to save 15%, you can enter the code VOICE22 at checkout and join us all, because we're all going to be in Scottsdale, Arizona in July for YogaFit's Mind Body Fitness Conference. We are back now talking about unusual health hacks. So, Dr. Lauren, what is the most, other than your own personal healing journey, what is the most impactful success story you have working with all those clients out of the exercise center in Tampa?
Wow. So I have so many, which I'm blessed for that. The best thing ever for anything in the world is to make somebody walk or talk again. There's no other feeling when someone gets up from their hospital bed from the first time and they realize they sat up on their own, or someone who after has been paralyzed or in a coma, you know, just giving them their function back, not even just that, their balance, their strength. And for me, I always tell them, you know, you can even be built back up stronger than you've ever were before if you can open up your mind to that. So I've had people who've had tragic accidents and become somebody completely different than they were in their past life, but even greater and stronger. And that's how all superhero movies start, right? Like something very terrible happens, and then they build up from the mind, from the body and the soul. Because sometimes I think when there's not good bedside manner in the medical world, I feel that, or I try to think that these individuals have not experienced the pain that the patients have felt. And I think that's where I connect deeply with my patients, because of how I build my practice is how I saved my own life from, they said I would die in 2017. I was hospitalized 9 months. I ended up with a colostomy bag. They said I would never reverse it. They said I should have an abortion. My son's now 5. They said he would die. I would die. That's where I do believe in God. I had like just a really strong connection, or, you know, my subconscious is like, you got this, hang in there. You know, I fed myself through an IV. I didn't use my stomach. They cut my intestine while pregnant. I was septic. I had to do TPN, which is food nutrition, through my IV. And I was hospitalized 9 months so I could have my child. And then I had the operation for a colostomy bag and I reversed it. Through that, yoga saved my life. YogaFit, I literally cried. I thank God for the abilities that I trained my mind through my whole life, since, especially like my mom was holistic. I learned things through my life, but going through having my 200 hour, going through different programs, the trauma, you know, the warrior track, taking some of those classes. That's when I actually first had my first breakdown in my whole life, was in a yoga mind body fit conference. And again, I was just distant from my own trauma because I was this toxic positive yogi that didn't want to look at any abuse I've ever had that came to me. And it manifested probably in my stomach as Crohn's disease my whole life, because I was a scholar. I was told never to get tattoos, never to color my hair. Don't be free. Don't dance. Don't laugh too much. Straight and narrow. Don't be silly. And I just really absorbed everything at a cellular level and held it in. When I went for the YogaFit training to learn about trauma, and I literally was so distant from my own trauma, I was thinking it was a continuing education. court. I almost walked out that first day when I was known as the yogi that kicked the door down. Because in the welcome circle, everybody says, hey, you can say hi, you can say how much, not at all, or where you are on your track. As I listened to everybody go around and say why they were there, and I'll remember it to this day. And again, just from that moment, I've been able to save so many lives. So I'm sure if that happened to me in your program, you know, it's just a butterfly effect. That's such an amazing thing that you have built. But hearing everybody's story of physical abuse, mental abuse, financial abuse, sexual abuse, tons of abuse, I realized that all in one go, how much abuse I have had in my life, because it just came in like images. And then I also realized how strong I was, because my brain protected me in a different way. And I can't even believe I'm talking about that without crying. It's my first time at the conference. I tried to talk with different doctors about it and I couldn't even speak. And I know that one said, one with the 40 years of Zen, but he said, don't use the word trigger anymore. It's too violent. But I'm just saying that yoga has been a way that healed me, and it allowed me to go through that hospitalization for 9 months pregnant, not eating food, not drinking water, trying to get my father, Israeli military guy, to sneak me in marijuana. And I told him, I don't give a F. I will kill you if you don't. I'm smoking out this room. I don't care what anybody says. And I remember he snuck me to the parking lot. Babu Chica, you're crazy. You know, and I said, I don't care. He made me sit in a bus stop. My dad drove me from the hospital bed to a bus stop so I could sit and smoke a joint before it was illegal. And he brought me back into the hospital room. And that's how sad it is. Everybody should be able to go and smoke a joint. But, you know, they wanted to pump me with oxydilaudid morphine, Benadryl. I ended up intubated. You know, it was terrible. So marijuana, yoga, you know, electrical stimulation helps me keep my muscles strong, whether I can feel my body or not. Because when you have so many surgeries, you lose the sensation. And sometimes my left shoulder from the PICC line and all the IVs comes out of the socket. But I have biceps, you know, I have triceps. I keep strong through yoga because you use your whole body, your electrical stimulation to biohack. The sauna has been amazing for me. I do it every single day. And again, I didn't realize until the pandemic, because the gyms were closed, that the scar tissue from the colostomy bag and the reversal and all of the surgeries, I have been allowed to open, and I finally achieved my wheel, which is, if you don't know, yoga is just extending through your spine like a little contortionist. And those things are a goal to me. You know, I told the surgeon when he reversed my colostomy bag, after he said I couldn't, I said, I want you to picture a girl on the video that's doing a back bend, and then she peeks her head through her legs and says peekaboo. So I don't want you to just reverse my colostomy bag. I want you to give me my life back and pretend I'm your daughter. I want you to love me like I love my patients. And that's also magical, is connecting on this deeper level. Because I would say there's so many people that say, hi, how are you? But they don't wait to hear the answer. And in the medical field, in the healing world, in the yoga world, if you can't connect, you shouldn't be here. And that's what I've learned. And that's what drove me here, because that's how I heal people. So people say, how do you make people walk again? How do you make people talk again? I have a traction table. I have a salt cave. I have a sauna. I have the newbie. I have the brain tap. I have amazing devices, but really it all is love and care, you know, and finding what works. And if they can't do it, I'll find a biohack for it. So there's technology out there today that makes all of this possible. And I tell everybody, like, you can bring yourself back from anything if you want to. That's all it takes.
It's all about willingness, isn't it? Troy, tell us your, thank you for that, by the way. Dr. Lauren, I love your story. I love that we've connected through Yoga Fit. And, you know, I love going over there to Tampa to your exercise center. It's great. And I want to also invite people who want to call in and have questions for our guests today to call in at 888-346-9141. That's 888-346-9141. If you have any questions about anything today, really, if you have a question about anything, just give us a call. Troy, what is the most amazing healing that you have witnessed?
So I work with a lot of men. I work with plenty of women clients, but men are really attracted. And I do an event called Man Clan. We got a Friday night fire circle, and then we also do retreats. And I work with some of the top people in real estate. They're all intertwined with Grant Cardone, but they have their own brand as well. EXP Realty, they're out of Scottsdale as well. And the owner, Brian, is a big client of mine, and he rallied up 15 of his guys, stuck them in his Escalade in another car, and they drove out to Santa Monica twice in 2019. And these guys, you know, they're older, they're extremely successful, you know, plus 40, extremely successful. And a lot of them were overweight and immobile in many areas. And it translated to all areas of their life. So two of the top ones are Pittsburgh Pete and Brian out of Scottsdale. You know, Brian lost 105 pounds. So I got them in the water. I got them moving their body, shirts off, sun on the body, really, really simple things. Like for years, I didn't even think I was doing anything. But now, since I write all the stuff down, people are like, wow, we can make a program for this. We can make a program for that. And so I just get them to take off their shirt, ground into the earth. I get them to pull on the monkey bars or the high bar or the parallel bars. And you start stretching out there. I mean, you guys know as yoga teachers, right? You know, you get people moving their body, they start feeling more free. Well, we didn't have enough time, and I'm not skilled in the whole, you know, yoga thing. So I just do my own thing. I helped them hang. I helped them really get mobility into their hips and their shoulders, sun and water on their body. A lot of them were so shy to take their clothes off in public. And it was one of the most freeing things they've done. So anyways, Brian and Pittsburgh Pete went home, and after 3 months, they both lost 100 plus pounds. So, and Brian got his family back together. He wanted to play basketball. He's a taller guy. And he had stopped playing basketball because of back pain. You know, I put him on my nutritional program, but getting inside their head about the mindset and what can be done and the simplicity of a lot of these endogenous biohacks that are available in nature any day of the week. And again, back what you guys were talking about, cleaning up the gut. So this is one of the first things that I work with people, clean up the gut, get their nutrition on point, put them on some type of fasting program that's going to support where they're at, because not everybody can go on a water fast or a dry fast, which is extreme. And so I put them on my fasting program, and, you know, their lives change. And I did an event, and somebody told me that, and I saw one of my clients, and I just started crying. Because nothing, as Dr. Lauren was saying, you know, you get your life back. You know, nothing's more empowering, nothing's more feel good, nothing's more inspiring, you know. And, you know, I'm in business, and, you know, I'm doing my best to do good in the world. But the bottom line is I'm here to help and serve. And I've been able to help myself. And all I want to do is just help people in the most simplest way. And most of the stuff I do, again, is free. Free 50 free. And so that's some of my best heartwarming stories. I do end up working with a lot of crippled people, and you know, just to see them back walking or less pain is really good. But the 100 plus pounds for two guys in one weekend, you know, I'm really proud of them doing the work. That's for sure.
That's awesome. I think the common theme we're hearing here is willingness on the part of the participant, the student who walks in the door, whether it's a yoga conference, whether it's the exercise science center, whether it's to get some essential oils, whether it's to go sit in an ice bath with Troy, is that the willingness to make a positive change. And, you know, when I started this show looking at the obesity numbers in America and having guests on like Dr. Pam Peake and talking about how the average weight gain for someone who is overweight pre-COVID, you know, during COVID, they added another 30 pounds. My thought was, do people really want to change? Do people care anymore about the body that they're living in? And then, you know, I've been fortunate. I've been working out since age 15 and practicing yoga since age 6 and doing all different types of mind-body things and going to India and doing plant medicine and, you know, pretty much trying everything. And I look at the body as you know, it's the temple that we're living in, and we need to send it positive messages every day and honor it. But we also need to do whatever we can do to take care of it, because we only get one of them for the lifetime that you're on this planet. And I just think so much about how willing are people to really just go, enough is enough, I'm going to make a change, and then get into action around it. And so we'll chat on that in a minute. But I first, Adabel, I saw you recently in Salt Lake City, and you showed us some fabulous before and after pictures of your own most recent weight loss. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, this was about a year and a half ago. I was nearing reaching half a century years old. and I was noticing changes in my body that was not, I felt like it was not time to see those changes. And then the side effects that I was feeling from those changes, just intense nights, hot flashes that kept me up through the night. And so it just began to disturb every facet in my daily living. So the gym where I teach at, she challenged me to do her bikini shred. And so I did this, and she gave me a list of supplements and other things that I should start incorporating into this challenge. And I looked at all the ingredients that she was asking me to take in these supplements, and I saw that they were all in my doTERRA supplements. And because in the past I had traveled so much, and it was with my children, and I feel I'm very tunnel-minded. So when I'm at home, it's all home. When I'm on business trips, it's all business. And so I found that regularity in taking my supplements was just sporadic. It was just all over the place. So because I wasn't traveling and I was at home and I could just put all my energy into this, I became just regular in using my doTERRA supplements. I used the probiotics, an enzyme to help the gut system just get rid of extra things that might be blocking the intestines. And then also the Lifelong Vitality Pack, which is my your daily supplements for nutrition, but also an alpha CRS for for antioxidants, and then also my fatty omegas. And then I noticed that there was still a little bit of fluctuating in my hormone levels, so I took extra supplements of ashwagandha. And so I did this for about maybe not even 3 weeks, and all of a sudden my menstrual cycle just kicked back on. And it has been regular since that time. And it had been about 2 months since having a regular menstrual cycle when I started this. So at that age, I thought this is not going to do much. But what I saw was being consistent and also taking care of myself, not worrying about taking care of everyone else or my business, traveling endlessly. That's one positive thing that came out of the COVID situation for me, that I could really hone in on where I was needing healing. And when you asked about how can I put in an hour of spiritual practice every day, well, that was something that came from all of this, and is that I need to be invested 100% in myself, number one, first and foremost. And then from there, everything else can fall in line. And so just putting that investment has reaped these rewards. And I have shared this story with countless people, and I think it's not so much maybe the protocols that my trainer was saying, do these things, but it was more being conscious of where my body was lacking and where I needed support. Essential oils are a huge support. And because I have been using doTERRA products since its inception for about 13 years now, I trust the products and have seen the results. And so that's my little story that happened with my weight loss. And I did lose about 24 pounds of body fat and gained about, I believe it was 15% of muscle, extra muscle. And so it was phenomenal at that age. I could see those results. And also I can see that just a little bit of sharing the essential oils with Yoga Fits community. I have to say, I'm going to backtrack just a little bit. Yoga and essential oils kind of came into my life at the same time. So I put those two things, one in the same, and the healing that I have received. And I've loved my journey coming into YogaFit and the trainings, just like Dr. Lauren. It has absolutely changed my life and the trajectory of my life and forever moving forward. So I'm grateful for the program that you've created, Beth. And also, I think essential oils and yoga are a match made in heaven. So if you're doing yoga, please start using good quality essential oils like doTERRA. doTERRA just did receive a pharmaceutical grade label in their lavender essential oil. And they are in the process of getting all their oils pharmaceutical grade. So if there's an essential oil, you're wondering, where do I start? Where should I go? What's the most trusted? Go to doTERRA, and especially the YogaFit has a link to their doTERRA page. So it's just doTERRA.com. And
we'll put those all into the show notes.
Wonderful.
Too. Yeah.
Great.
Well, thank you for that. I saw you recently. Your hair looks great. You look fantastic. So whatever you're doing is working. We've got about 4 minutes till we close. So if everyone would just like to share literally like 30 to 60 seconds of, if someone's on the fence about making a health change, give them some advice. Troy.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
So my health advice is join me with Qigong in the morning. I'm doing 100 consecutive days. We're on day 13. I'm on live platforms, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. I'm live in person here in Sedona, Arizona. A lot of people write me. They want to connect with me. I don't have a lot of time, but I've created this not only to get my own practice. I've done 200-day gongs, 100 consecutive days. If you drop one day, you have to pick up again. It's very intentional and very focused mental health. So it's working on every single level. I'm getting to bed earlier. I'm very focused. I get more work done before 9 a.m. than I ever have in my whole entire life. My whole team, we're training, we're going out filming it. It's like, it really brings the energy and the chi up because we're all after the prana, the chi, that energy flow. And so join me for Qigong in the morning. It will change your life. Make that 100-day commitment. Free.
Sounds fun. I would like to do that. In fact, I just bought a gong. Dr. Lauren.
Well, I wanted to say something about the YogaFit fam, but I'll just say first, if you have not tried biohacking, definitely come to my center. We're doing a biohacking retreat this April 22nd through the 24th. We're adding in hyperbarics, IV therapy, tons of stuff. It's going to be amazing. So sound bowls, yoga, everything. So there might be nootropics, CBD flower. I'm not going to force it upon you, but it's there. And about the YogaFit family, if you do decide to take a training, it's not like any other yoga place I ever met. And I say that as my heart pounds with love. When my mother passed away 2 years ago, I called Kim Gray in the ICU, which is one of Beth's right-hand women, I feel, that maybe she's like, I don't know the position that she is, but she's one of the teachers, and she was in my level 4 training. And when my mom was just there laying on her deathbed, I just wanted Kim to sing to me. And because her voice was healing and it's all I could hear. And just like in my own tough times, I used that when my mother passed. And I suggest that for anybody. Great. It's a Yoga Fit family.
Thank you so much for that. Unfortunately, we've run out of time and there's so many things we still have left to cover. But we're definitely going to have these guests back so we can do a deeper dive. And we'd like to thank everybody so much for listening in today and being open-minded, because that's what it's all about. Just, you know, the wheel of health has many spokes. So when we look at one spoke, just know that there, you know, there are many spokes that we can look at. And to strengthen all of those spokes leads to health on every level, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, in every other way. Our guests are living proof of that. Thank you all so much for being here. A big namaste. And thank you, Global Healing. Thank you, Yoga Fit. If you want to reach out to me direct, you can do so at bethshaw.com or on Instagram, Bethshaw Health, or on LinkedIn or anywhere else you can find me. Namaste, everybody. And we will check in with you again next Wednesday. Make America healthy. We've got this. Let's do it. And let's move quickly. Have a good day.
Thanks for joining us on Make America Healthy. We hope we've given you some tools you need to take back control of your health. Until next time, we wish you a healthy and wonderful week.